December 15th, Jonah hides. God always sees me. Verse of the day. Nothing God created is hidden from him. His eyes see everything. He will hold us accountable for everything we do. Hebrews 4:13. The story. Have you ever played hide and seek? It's fun to find a really good hiding place and see how long it takes someone to find you. Do you think it would be fun, though, if every time you hid, someone knew exactly where you were hiding? No. Well, God always knows where you are. Jonah lived in a day when God's people had turned away from God. In fact, the Jews were taken away from their homes and had to live as slaves in other lands. One day, God told Jonah that he had a special job for him to do. God told Jonah that he wanted him to go to the city of Nineveh and warn the people there that he would destroy them and their city if they didn't stop being bad. Jonah wasn't happy to hear this. Jonah said to himself, "What? God wants me to go to Nineveh? There are bad people there. No way I'm going." Instead of obeying God, Jonah decided that he would go as far away from Nineveh as he could. Jonah got onto a ship that was going to the farthest city he could find. Soon, Jonah found out that he couldn't hide from God. God knew exactly where he was. God caused a huge storm to come up. The sailors were afraid that their ship would sink. They started throwing everything overboard to lighten the ship. They all started praying to their gods to save them, but the storm kept getting worse. When the sailors realized Jonah was not helping, they went to him. "Please pray to your God. Maybe he can stop this storm. We are so scared." But Jonah knew what the problem was. He knew that there was only one thing to do. God wouldn't stop the storm until Jonah obeyed him. So Jonah told the sailors to throw him overboard. As soon as Jonah hit the water, the storm calmed and all was quiet. The sailors were so surprised that the storm had just stopped. Jonah began to sink into the sea. But God didn't want Jonah to drown. He just wanted Jonah to obey him. God sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah and take him to the depths of the sea. He must have felt very alone and scared. He prayed and asked God to forgive him for disobeying him. Finally, after 3 days of being in the dark, stinky belly of a fish, the fish came up to the top of the sea and spit Jonah out onto shore. Then Jonah obeyed God and went to Nineveh. He told the people to stop sinning. He told them that even though they had run far from God, God loved them. He told them to run to God so they could be forgiven. They believed Jonah, and God saved them. Just like Jonah, several years later, God was going to send a messenger to tell everyone to run to God. Like Jonah spent 3 days in the dark belly of a fish, God's messenger would spend 3 days in a dark tomb. This messenger would be God's own son. Jonah was given a message to share with the people of Nineveh. Jesus would have a message too. "I love you. I have come to rescue you from all the bad things you do. Stop running away from me and run to my son Jesus." Discussion questions. 1. What did God want Jonah to do? 2. What did Jonah do? 3. What did Jonah do after the fish spit him out? And 4. What does God want us to do when we do something wrong? And now for a prayer. Father God, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins so that when we do something wrong, we can come to you, confess our sins, and be forgiven. We thank you because we don't ever have to hide from you and be alone and lost in our sins. Amen.